Have you ever felt a deep connection to the natural world? A profound sense of kinship with the plants, animals, and elements that surround you? If so, you may be a green witch, a practitioner of earth-based spirituality who honors and reveres the natural world as sacred and divine. But what exactly is a green witch, and how can you awaken the green witch within you? Let's unravel the mysteries together. Happiest April, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is a glowing ray of sunshine. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're delving into the enchanting journey to uncover the secrets of green witchcraft. So gather around and let's dive into the lush and verdant realms of the green witch together. So this season, this beautiful spring 2024 season, I officially started my very first garden. I am loving this process so much. Putting my garden beds together, filling them with the soil, choosing the seeds that I'm going to plant, and watching everything grow. I feel this incredible, deep, beautiful, magical connection to the entire process, every step. Even though I didn't create the garden beds myself, I still feel a deep connection to them. I feel like they are an extension of me, like they are hugging these plants and holding them and giving them this little fortress, if you will, this beautiful home and place for them to grow and to spread their roots and do all of their beautiful, magical things. This gardening process has given me a lot of pause, a lot of moments of reflection, a lot of moments of thinking about an ancestral connection and a connection to the elements and the earth, a connection to my higher self and to peace and tranquility and the world around me, the sounds as I'm in the garden, the birds singing, the squirrels running across the fence or up the trees, and just watching little worms move around the ground or little spiders that I'm not so fond of, but I know they have their purpose, and we just learn to be respectful of each other. But the process as a whole has just been so beautiful so far. I have a very long way to go. My seeds have sprouted and they are beautiful leaves now. Very teeny tiny guys, but they are doing things. And the entire process just really got me thinking about this connection to the earth and to the cycles and to the elements. And it really set me on the path to look into green witchcraft because, you know, being a gardener, starting a garden, being a seasoned gardener, it doesn't automatically equate to green witchcraft or any kind of witchcraft for that matter. But there is this deeper connection that I feel, this intuitive connection, this desire for maintaining and continuing this beautiful, harmonious balance. And so I wanted to dive deeper into it. So if you have ever wondered about this, if you have ever had these inclinations, these thoughts, these desires, then I am here to set you on the path, just give you some info and see if any of this resonates with you. So let's start by exploring what it means to be a green witch. So unlike traditional witches who focus primarily on spells and rituals, green witches are more attuned to the rhythms of nature, and they work closely with plants, herbs, and the earth's energies to heal, to protect, and to nurture. Green witches see the natural world as a source of wisdom, magic, and spiritual guidance, and they really strive to live in harmony with the cycles of the seasons and the flow of life. So green witches are often drawn to herbalism, gardening, and eco-friendly practices, and they may incorporate elements of folk magic, shamanism, and indigenous wisdom into their spiritual practice. They believe in the interconnectedness of all living beings and seek to cultivate a deep sense of reverence and respect for the earth and all its beautiful inhabitants. Green witchcraft encompasses a wide range of practices, beliefs, and traditions that are centered around a deep connection with nature and the natural world. And while there isn't a definitive list of key aspects that are specifically associated to green witchcraft, here are some common themes and principles that are often associated with green witchcraft. Green witchcraft is rooted in reverence for nature and the belief in the inherent sacredness of the natural world. Practitioners often see the earth as a living, interconnected organism and strive to live in harmony with its rhythms and cycles. Herbalism is a central aspect of green witchcraft, with practitioners using herbs for magical and medicinal purposes. Green witches often cultivate their own gardens of herbs and plants and develop a really deep understanding of their properties, uses, and correspondences. Green witches tend to have a strong affinity for plants and animals and often work with them in their magical practice. They may communicate with plant and animal spirits, build relationships with nature spirits, and incorporate elements of animism into their spirituality. Green witches observe the changing seasons and celebrate the cycles of nature through seasonal festivals and rituals. They may mark the solstices, equinoxes, and other significant points in the natural calendar with ceremonies, offerings, and rites of passage. Green witchcraft emphasizes the use of natural materials and energies in magical practice. Practitioners often work with elements such as stones, crystals, herbs, flowers, and branches to manifest their intentions, connect with the earth's energy, and perform spells and rituals. Green witches are environmentally conscious and strive to live in an eco-friendly and sustainable manner. They may engage in practices such as recycling, reducing waste, conserving energy, and advocating for environmental causes. Green witches trust their intuition and inner wisdom as guides in their magical practice. They may develop their psychic abilities, practice divination techniques, and cultivate a deep connection with their inner selves and the natural world. Green witches place an emphasis on healing and wellness, both on themselves and the earth. Practitioners may use herbal remedies, energy healing techniques, and other holistic modalities to promote physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Ritual and ceremony are important aspects of green witchcraft, providing opportunities for connection, transformation, and even empowerment. Practitioners may create elaborate rituals for specific purposes and incorporate simple daily practices to honor the earth and her beautiful energies. Green witchcraft is ultimately a path of personal empowerment and sovereignty, encouraging practitioners to take responsibility for their own beautiful spiritual growth and development. Practitioners may draw upon a variety of traditions, teachings, and practices to create a unique and meaningful path that resonates with their individual beliefs and values. So, where exactly did green witches originate? While the term green witch may be relatively modern, the practice of earth-based spirituality and nature worship dates back to ancient times when our ancestors lived in close communion with the land and honored the spirits of the earth, the sky, and the sea. Throughout history, green witches have existed in so many cultures and traditions, from the wise women of medieval Europe to the shamans of indigenous tribes and the herbalists of ancient civilizations. These wise and intuitive souls were revered for their knowledge of plant medicine, their ability to commune with the spirits of nature, and their skill in harnessing the earth's energies for healing and magic. Curious to know if you possess the soul of a green witch? Let's explore some signs that may indicate you're destined to walk the path of the green witch. Do you feel a deep connection with nature? Green witches feel a profound connection with the natural world, and they often spend a lot of time outdoors, whether it's gardening, hiking, or just communing with nature. Do you have or intend to harness your herbal knowledge? Green witches possess a deep understanding of herbs and their properties. They may grow their own herbs for medicinal or magical purposes and know how to use them effectively. Do you have a passion for gardening? Green witches are often passionate gardeners. They enjoy working with plants, cultivating gardens, and may even have a knack for growing herbs, flowers, and vegetables. Are you interested in natural magic? Green witches prefer to work with natural materials and energies in their magical practices. They may incorporate elements like stones, crystals, flowers, and branches in their spells and rituals. Are you environmentally conscious? Green witches are environmentally conscious and strive to live in harmony with the beautiful earth. They may engage in eco-friendly practices like recycling, reducing waste, and advocating for environmental causes. Do you feel a connection to the seasons? Green witches are attuned to the rhythms of the seasons and celebrate nature's cycles. They may observe festivals like the solstices and equinoxes and incorporate seasonal elements into their rituals. Are you an animal ally? Green witches often have a strong affinity for animals and may work with animal allies in their beautiful magical practice. They may have pets or connect with wild animals in nature. Do you feel a connection to earth-based spirituality? Green witches typically follow an earth-based spiritual path. They may draw inspiration from traditions like Wicca or indigenous spiritual practices that honor the earth and her elements. Do you have a connection to healing practices? Green witches often have a focus on healing, both for themselves and for others. They may practice herbal medicine, energy healing, or other holistic modalities to promote wellness and balance. Do you have an intuitive connection? Green witches trust their intuition and may have strong psychic or intuitive abilities. They rely on their inner guidance when working with plants, animals, and natural energies. So knowing all of that, how can you begin your journey as a green witch and align with the energies of nature? Let's talk about some simple and powerful practices to help you awaken your inner green witch and connect with the magic of the earth. So here are a few tips. Spend time outdoors every day, even if it's just a few minutes in your backyard or a nearby park. Take time to observe the natural world around you and immerse yourself in its beauty. Start a garden. Cultivate a garden, whether it's a small container garden on your balcony or a plot in your backyard. Growing your own herbs, flowers, and vegetables will deepen your connection to the earth and provide you with ingredients for magical workings. Learn about herbalism. Study the properties and uses for herbs for both medicinal and magical purposes. Start with common herbs like lavender, rosemary, and chamomile, and gradually expand your knowledge base. Practice mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine by practicing activities such as meditation, yoga, or mindful walking in nature. This will help you develop a deeper awareness of yourself and your surroundings. Celebrate the seasons. Honor the cycles of the seasons by observing festivals like the solstices, equinoxes, and cross-quarter days. Create rituals and ceremonies to mark these occasions and connect with the changing energies of the earth. Work with crystals. Explore the use of crystals and gemstones in your magical practice. Learn about their properties and how to use them for healing, protection, and manifestation. Start with a few key crystals and gradually expand your collection. Study earth-based spirituality. Dive into the study of earth-based spiritual traditions such as Wicca or shamanism. Learn about their beliefs, practices, and rituals, and incorporate elements that resonate with you into your own spiritual practice. Keep a nature journal. Start a nature journal to record your observations, experiences, and reflections on the natural world. Use it to document the changes in the seasons, the plants and animals that you encounter, and any insights or inspirations that may arise during your time in nature. Practice green magic. Experiment with green magic, which focuses on working with the energies of plants, trees, and the natural world. Try your hand at herbal spellcraft, nature-based rituals, and connecting with the spirits of the land. Connect with like-minded individuals. Seek out community and support by connecting with other green witches and practitioners of earth-based spirituality. Join online forums, attend workshops and classes, or start a study group with friends who share your interests. Additionally, Media Matters fam, we can all commune together and talk about these things on Instagram, Facebook, wherever your heart desires. We have our own beautiful little community here. So with that, how can you deepen your connection to the earth and live in alignment with its rhythms? Practice mindfulness and gratitude for the abundance of the earth and strive to live sustainably and ethically in all areas of your life. Honor the cycles of the seasons and celebrate the festivals of the Wheel of the Year, such as the solstices, equinoxes, and cross-quarter days. Above all, Trust your intuition and listen to the whispers of the earth and the wisdom of your own heart. Remember that you are a co-creator with the universe and that your thoughts, words, and actions have the power to shape the world around you. So let's chat about some easy rituals you can incorporate to keep your green witchery momentum going. A morning grounding ritual. Start your day by grounding yourself in nature. Step outside, close your eyes, and take a few deep breaths. Feel the earth beneath your feet and visualize roots extending from your body into the earth, anchoring you to the ground. I love that tip so much. It is one of my favorites. It is probably the one I use the most. The other thing I like to do is to envision light, a beautiful white beam or stream of light that goes from my crown chakra up into the stars or the heavens and courses all the way down through my chakras, down to my feet and into the earth. So there is a beautiful connection between the earth, like the core of the earth, and the beautiful heavens. Try an herbal tea meditation. Brew a cup of herbal tea using fresh or dried herbs from your garden. And as you sip the tea, take a few moments to meditate on the properties of the herbs and how they nourish your body and your spirit. Try taking a moon bath. On a clear night, spend some time basking in the light of the moon. Find a comfortable spot outdoors where you can see the moon and just relax and soak in its energy. You can also perform moon-related rituals or meditations during this beautiful time. Nature altar blessings. Create a small altar in your home or garden dedicated to nature and the elements. Gather natural objects like stones, leaves, feathers, and flowers, and arrange them on the altar with intention. Offer blessings and gratitude to the earth and its spirits as you arrange the items. Elemental cleansing ritual. Take a walk in nature and collect items representing each of the four elements: earth, air, fire, and water. Once you have your items, perform a cleansing ritual by holding each object and invoking its elemental energy to purify and balance your own energy field. Seed planting ceremony. Plant seeds in your garden or in pots on your windowsill as a symbol of new beginnings and growth. As you plant each seed, infuse it with your intentions and visualize it flourishing into a healthy plant. Water the seeds and nurture them with care. Forest bathing ritual. Spend time in a natural forest or wooded area and engage in forest bathing. Walk slowly and mindfully through the forest, using all of your senses to connect with the sights, the sounds, the smells, and the textures of the natural environment. Elemental candle ritual. Set up four candles representing the four elements: green for earth, yellow for air, red for fire, and blue for water. Light each candle and meditate on its corresponding element, focusing on how it influences your life and connects you to the natural world. Try a sunrise or sunset ritual. Wake up early to watch the sunrise or find a scenic spot to watch the sunset. As you witness the beauty of the changing sky, offer prayers or intentions for the day ahead if it's the sunrise, or reflect on the day's blessings and lessons if it's the sunset. Nature connection walk. Take a mindful walk in nature and focus on connecting with the plants, animals, and elements all around you. Pay attention to the details of your surroundings, like the patterns of the leaves, the songs of the birds, and the feel of the earth beneath your feet. And make sure to offer gratitude to the natural world for its abundance and beauty. If you're in need of some tools for your practice, then look no further than these beautiful crystals to help you achieve your intentions. Green aventurine. This stone is known as the stone of opportunity and abundance. It's often used by green witches to attract luck, prosperity, and growth, and is associated with the heart chakra, making it a powerful crystal for emotional healing and nurturing. Moss agate. So moss agate is a stone of fertility, abundance, and new beginnings. It's often used by green witches to connect with the energy of the earth and promote growth and vitality in all areas of life. Moss agate is also believed to enhance the powers of intuition and creativity. Emerald. Emerald is a powerful stone of love, compassion, and healing, and is often used to open and balance the heart chakra, promoting emotional healing and harmony. It's also associated with abundance and prosperity, making it a valuable tool for manifestation. Tree agate. So tree agate is a stone of inner peace, stability, and grounding, and it's often used to connect with the energy of trees and the natural world, promoting a sense of balance and harmony. It's also believed to enhance the powers of communication and connection with nature spirits. And lastly, jade. So jade is a stone of purity, serenity, and abundance, and is often used to attract prosperity, harmony, and good fortune. It is also associated with the heart chakra, making it a beautiful and powerful stone for emotional healing and spiritual growth. So these are just a few of the crystals you could use. The possibilities, of course, are endless. There are so many magical options for you to choose from, so make sure you explore the beautiful world of crystals to find what resonates with you and the lovely crystals that you can incorporate into your beautiful magic. So let's talk herbs, which is one of the things that I am really getting into. I am loving the herbs, all the herbs. So green witches work with herbs of all kinds, and these are just a few of the common, most well-known ones, and here is why. Lavender. So lavender is known for its calming and soothing properties, making it a staple herb in green witchcraft. It's often used in spells and rituals for relaxation, peace, and purification, and is also associated with love and protection. I love lavender. I am obsessed with lavender and have planted some in my very own garden, and I'm looking for space to plant more because lavender. This is another one of my favorites. I love it so much. I have a few of these planted around my garden, and of course have the intention of planting more, and that is rosemary. So this herb is a versatile herb that is so valued for its cleansing, purifying, and protective properties. And rosemary is often used in rituals and spells for clarity, memory, and mental focus, and is associated with healing and vitality. Here's one I haven't tried, and that's mugwort. So mugwort is a sacred herb with powerful psychic and divinatory properties. It is often used to enhance intuition, lucid dreaming, and astral projection, and is associated with protection and purification. Next up, we have nettle. So nettle is a nourishing herb that is rich in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. It's often used in herbal remedies for its detoxifying, anti-inflammatory, and immune-boosting properties, and is associated with protection and prosperity. I myself am not growing nettle right now. I would love to in the future, but I do have dried nettle herbs that I have purchased, and I use them for making teas. So one of my favorite tea combinations is nettle, raspberry leaf, and peppermint. I love it so much. If you have any need for hormonal balance or reproductive balance, that is a great combination. You can leave the peppermint out if you choose, but nettle and raspberry leaf are beautiful herbs to use to help with hormone balance and reproductive balance if you're so inclined. Next up is thyme. I am obsessed with thyme also. I feel like there is a lot in this list that I am very obsessed with, but thyme is just so beautiful. It is a culinary herb like rosemary, and honestly, lavender can also be used as a culinary herb, but thyme specifically is valued for its magical properties. It's used in spells and rituals for courage, strength, and protection, and is also associated with purification and healing. I have found such a deep connection to plants for the last few years. I suddenly went from having a black thumb to having a green thumb, and have had the ability to keep plants alive, which is a beautiful miracle all by itself. It's insanity. But now having a garden, having these plants growing, these veggies, these flowers, these herbs, it is a different kind of magic that I just cannot explain. And if you're interested in any way, on any level of starting this journey, then I encourage you tremendously. Just start with one little herb plant. You can grow it on your windowsill. I mean, wherever. Just, you can get a little herb plant at your grocery store in the produce section. They have those little herb plants that are used for culinary uses like basil. They have rosemary. They have thyme. There are all kinds of things. You can even go to a box store like Lowe's, Home Depot, a local nursery. I purchased a few of mine this very season from Whole Foods, and they are organic herbs, which is my preference. But either way, the point being that just start small, start with one little plant and choose something that you like, something that you're actually going to use, and spend time with it. Have it in an area where you can see it all the time. You can be in each other's company, in each other's presence. Get to know your plant, do some research, make sure that you give it the things that it needs, water, sunlight for sure, and just see where things go. Use your intuition, trust your intuition. The journey is so beautiful. It is just, oh my goodness, I love it so much. I love it so much. But of course, you don't have to have your very own garden to be a green witch or a practicing green witch. You can go out in nature, in a forest, in a park, wherever that is, even in your own front or backyard, and honor the trees, the grass, the flowers that are growing, the birds in the trees that are singing, or, you know, whatever you feel drawn to do, whatever you feel connected to. Just explore, my love, just explore. So that brings us to the end of our exploration of green witches and the magical world of this witchcraft. I really hope that you feel empowered to awaken your inner green witch and connect with the wisdom of the earth in new and profound ways. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please make sure you follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. Head over to themediummatters.com to join our mailing list, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. With that, I hope you make beautiful magic, my friend. See you next time.